everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode, we are going over lore. You probably did not know that this podcast had lore. I created lore near the beginning of this podcast. I don't know why, just some overarching lore that connects all the stories. If you don't know what lore is, it's basically history. Yeah, it's just basically history about what happened before, and then I connected my stories through it. I stopped connecting the stories after Crystal Origins. Anything after the first Crystal Origins, except the second Crystal Origins, was not connected to the lore because I just dropped it. But I wrote down some lore, and if you were on the email like a year ago, you got this, but everybody except like 50 people do not know about this. So, yeah, I'll do an explanation when stuff doesn't make sense because it's some pretty detailed lore. I wrote it pretty detailed. But also before that, the YouTube channel is at 200 subscribers. At reaching 1,000 subscribers, I will do a 3- or 4-way collab with some other Minecraft enthusiasts. So if you want to see that happen, go subscribe, link inside the description. While you're down there, check out the website, microshortstories.com. You can go there to submit your short story, or just to look around, see what this podcast is about. Yeah. Well, let's get right on to the story. Well, guess it's not actually story, it's lore. But here we go. Beginning. The Wither King, Wither Agorian, and the King of the Settlers, Valiforgian. Explanation already. Each of the kings of the mobs has a name. I guess if you've read the Game Night 999 series, it's kind of like that, where there are kings and they are like the rulers. So yeah. The Wither King, Wither Agorian, and the King of the Settlers, Valiforgian, were slain in the Battle of the Elders with the Rift Star and Book of Enchantment. The Book of Enchantment was gone from Valiforgian when he was slain. The Rift Star was from the Wither King. Herobrine created the first rift and found his way through it to the end. With the Book of Enchantment and the Rift Star, he defeated the End King, Indicorian. After the king was bested in combat and slain in the Elders' Courtyard, he dropped the Rift Pearl. So each of the kings drops something valuable. I have a scrapped story that related to the lore. I didn't go much through it, but it was about an Enderman who was born with a Eye of Ender instead of an Ender Pearl. So I guess that kind of goes in. I think I started writing that before the lore. But basically, some mobs drop different stuff in the lore. So keep that in mind. With the Book of Void, Herobrine created the crystal. With the book, he enchanted it with dark enchantments never used and long forgotten. The Book of the Void was gotten from the Lord of the Void, who lived inside the Void. The enchantments are Soul's Cage, Infernal Heist, and most gruesome of all, Lifesteal. The Lifesteal was before Lifesteal SMP, I promise. All these enchantments needed a place to be put on. A sword so powerful, none could best it, or fight against it. This blade, Herobrine traveled to the Overworld. There, with the help of the crystal, he was able to steal the essence of the void from the Lord of the Void and craft a sword strengthened with bedrock from the nether roof. The crystal. Where was the crystal from? I forget where the crystal is from. He got the crystal. The crystal comes up later. To place enchantments of such magnanimous power, the sword must be enchanted in the Nether Bastion, where the greatest forge in Minecraft lay. Herobrine came to the Nether, and the guardians of the forge tried to stop him, but for all their efforts, they couldn't. For their disloyalty to his coming reign, Herobrine cursed them with the power of the crystal to always seek the gold they loved and nothing else. Piglins now walk only the Nether wastes and crimson forests, looking for gold. Since no piglins remained in the bastions and fortresses, they swiftly fell into disrepair. This is me trying to explain some already established Minecraft facts that we all know, because I wanted to ground it in reality. Next, it describes the effects of the enchantments he put on the blade. The effects of the sovereign enchantments located on the sword are only documented in one eyewitness book. Infernal Heist steals the souls of all the living enchanted item kills. Soul Cage takes the souls stolen from Infernal Heist and cages them in the soul sand and soil in the Nether. Life Steal takes the will to live and life from all that it kills and imprisons the hope inside the Void Sword. This is me trying to ground in reality again with the soul sand fields. Yeah. Along with the sovereign enchantments, there are also enchants more potent than any mage unlocked before. Sharpness 10, Knockback 8, Smite 9, and many more. The souls of the three elders were locked in the soul sand as well, but broken into hundreds of pieces to prevent them from ever escaping. The three elders, if you remember, were Valforgian, King of the Settlers or Villagers, the Wither King with Urgorian, and Indacorian, the King of the End. This is why, if you place three Wither Skeleton Skulls on four Soul Sand, a very weak, very small replica of the Wither King is formed. It's formed because his soul is trapped inside the stand. This is describing the war where Herobrine came to the overworld with the Void Sword and tried to take over. After the Void Sword had been completed, Herobrine returned to the overworld. Immediately thereafter, he began to slay the players in the game. Hundreds died, and all became fuel for his sword. The Soul Sand Valleys grew larger and larger as more time passed. Finally, the players banded together to stop this looming threat. As one eyewitness writes, thousands strong shook the ground, and the sun shone off their bright blue diamond armor as they marched off to counter the one who had killed so many of their kind. Many knew they would not survive this encounter, but must rally for the world they loved. The players overwhelmed Herobrine in the beginning, but he was too strong. As a book written by an eyewitness who later died on the battlefield wrote, "With every swing of his sword, we all lost dear friends. Such cruelty and violence do not belong in such a young world as this." Only one day later, the only thing left of the army were items on the ground and holes in the earth. After this, it is unknown what happened to Herobrine. Some say it is that after the battle, so much of Herobrine's energy had been used that he fell into a state where he was too weak to do anything except remind players of his existence through tunnels and pyramids. The crystal fell off his sword during the battle. The crystal comes in Crystal Origins. That was why the that's what the crystal was. I actually explain in a sec. So the Lord of the Land, Gevedorian, when the crystal hit the earth, he put it down into the mountain to protect it until someone he deemed worthy found it. Very cliche, I know. But so what I just read was describing a war with between the players and Herobrine, where players are fighting against Herobrine as Herobrine came with the Void Sword to try and take over the overworld, to be the top ruler. I don't know. I guess it's kind of like Lord of the Ringsy. And then there's some eyewitness ones, just to ground in reality. And then next is the present. As of writing, this lore was the present. I had just finished Herobrine all the way to Bedrock. So, present. Herobrine has returned to full strength, and Call Master is the first player to know of this. But, thankfully for the sake of all players, the crystal had been knocked loose during the player war, and when Herobrine came face to face with Call Master, it fell into the mountain, where the Lord of the Land, Gevedorian, brought the crystal into the depths of the mountain to be found by someone worthy. So, if you've heard Herobrine all the way to Bedrock, Herobrine eventually reveals himself to Call Master, doing a huge show of power. So during that huge show of power, the crystal fell onto the mound. If you remember, Call Master was right next to it, and then it got sucked into it by Gevedorian. So that is where the lore was. It is the lore continues. It is found by Mason in Crystal Origins, and that is where the lore ends. Well, not this lore. Then I have a list of elders just as a to show. It's like an index of what the elders are in a short description. So hopefully this will help you understand it. So, Lord of the Void, a nameless deity. He does not have a physical form, but can still interact with the material world. Herobrine stole essence of the void from him to craft his sword. Wither King with Urgorian, the first king of the Nether and the last. He was slain by Herobrine for the only Rift Star, and his soul is trapped in many pieces in the soul sand of the Nether. King of the Settlers, Valvorgian. King of all villagers and players. His book of enchantment was stolen, and he was slain by Herobrine. His soul rests in many pieces in the nether soul sand. End King Endicorion, first king of the End. His reign over the whole End was shared with the Lord of the Void, but he has sovereignty over the Endowlands. He was slain and his Rift Pearl taken by Herobrine. So basically he had the islands in the End, the Lord of the Void was also inside the End, so he split the reign. Ocean Emperor Gardalation. He lives in paranoia and superstition in the Gardata Oceans, located in another realm. These oceans are much deeper than the oceans of the overworld. I don't remember making this, but I actually really like the idea of it. So Ocean Emperor Gardalation, he is an elder guardian. He lives inside the Gardata Oceans in another realm. This may be a story one day. King of the Deep Dark, Wardarian. His nation lies below everyone's feet, and only recently has he opened the bedrock doors so some may enter his realm. Being the deepest realm, diamonds and resources are abundant, and, unlike other realms, sprawling cities populate the drab Deep Slate realm. In the Player War, he contributed by supplying all the players with their armor and weapons. So, this is 1.18 was about to release. So, I made it so it makes sense with Minecraft's given lore. So, Bedrock was open so that players could go to it. That explains why the Deep Dark came in 1.19. Because the Bedrock opened up. Don't know how this ties in with Gevardorian, Lord of the Lands. I guess they share the land. Whatever. Next one, King of the Illagers, Ilgrabadidian. Ilgrabadidian. He supported Herobrine in the Player War due to him promising the Illagers would take control of the villages in Valforgian's territory. So he allied with Herobrine because Herobrine promised him power. King of the Undead, Skizaharian. He also supported Herobrine's rise, but the Player War was fought in the day, so he and his nation were not able to find the war. He has control over husks, zombies, and skeletons. Emperor of the Land, Gevardorian, sleeps most of the time, too large to intercede in the small doings of mere mortals. Powder, King of the Creepers. He was the ruler of the jungle and creepers until he was assassinated by an ocelot he had taken in. He is one of the two rulers whose name does not end in Ian. So, stuff on this one. All the rulers' names end in Ian, except this one and the next one. The lore is made long after Creeper and the Ocelots, part 1 through 3. So, I just tied it in right here. You won't find any lore snippets in Creeper and the Ocelot. Except right there. Next and final one, Queen of the Arachnids, Aranea. The second of the two elders to have a name that does not end in Ian. She's Queen of the Spiders. And then there's more mobs to do elders on, or kings, I guess, that are kings of, but I didn't write any more. So that is the lore of Minecraft Stories. I bet you guys did not know that there was lore. I have put one, like, hidden thing about the lore before. I had a link inside of a period inside the description of a very early episode, which at the time of writing was the latest. So, I'm sure, like, no one found that except, like, five people who I showed it to who were on the mailing list. So, but that was just some lore, and it tied into it was an account of Valforgian taking over the overworld. But this has been the lore of Minecraft Stories. Dead lore. I do like the idea of Gardata Oceans in another realm. Maybe that'll be a story one day. Maybe this will tie in again. You guys will have to figure it out. Anyway, see you guys inside the next episode.